Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Seah and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Good evening or good afternoon, listeners, depending on where in the world you are. Welcome to this month's episode of Growing Consciousness. I'm Seah, and I'm joined by my wonderful, wonderful co-host, as always, Dr. Chan.
Hello, hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Chan, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks, and you, Seah?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. Ready for this show, challenging patterns of behavior, relationships, friendships, parenting. So I'll just give our audience a little intro to what we'll be discussing today. So, couple of questions. Do you find yourself in relationships with the same or very similar challenges as your previous ones? Why are you parenting your children the way your parents did, despite having pledged that you'd, in quotes, never be like him or her? Is it within your control, our control, to change these things, or is this just how you are? Would you change this a little or a lot if you thought you could? These are some of the questions we'll be discussing. So, Dr. Chan.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions, you know, ring a bell, resonate in regards to finding yourself?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, all of us have some type of pattern of some type of behavior somewhere in our lives. I think the key, though, and the challenge for most of us is that we don't recognize patterns. And oftentimes it is easier, I think, when you're on the outside looking in, you know, you can tell very quickly, I think, you say, oh, but, you know, Mary always chooses the same type of guy over and over. Or doesn't, you know, Tom realize that the same way that his father treated him that he didn't like, he's treating his children? It's easy, I think, for us on the outside looking in to notice patterns in people who we are close to, or, you know, people who we spend a lot of time with. But I think, or even sometimes, you know, you might even have a conversation with somebody on a train, a plane, a bus, and they tell you something, and it strikes you like, but the same thing you're complaining about that this person did to you or has done to you, you're doing the same thing. Or doesn't this person realize the pattern that they have in terms of choosing the same type of friend who uses them for money over and over, or whatever it is? So I really think in terms of patterns, I think sometimes it's much easier for others to recognize the pattern in us. And sometimes we get defensive if somebody says, well, don't you realize that, you know, you're choosing the same type of woman over and over? Or don't you realize that you keep choosing friends who use you? Or, you know, so I think, you know, key is really being honest with ourselves, and as you always talk about, being self-aware, knowing yourself really, where you can even accept and acknowledge that, hey, yeah, I have a pattern.
Definitely. And like you said, you know, it's usually easier for somebody else to spot it for us, or for us to spot it in somebody else. But, you know, recognizing it, especially when we're in it, we're usually pretty clueless. And even if we have a sense of it, well, I can only speak for me, even if at times when I've had a sense of it, you know, I dance around it and I just ignore it. I pretend like I'm not even aware of this until I can't run from it anymore, you know?
Yes.
It's like someone had commented, I had posed the question on the Facebook page, and someone, the question, you know, do you find yourself in relationships with the same or very similar challenges as your previous ones? And, you know, one of our group members said, no, not at all. And I was like, well, you know, wow, well done, our kudos to you, because
well
I definitely
indeed.
Have, yes, you
yes.
know, that is quite evolved, I suppose, because I definitely
yes.
have found myself in relationships complaining about the same thing or feeling a certain, you know, feeling upset about similar things. And after a while, I've had to realize that, hold on, well, it can't be them, because I'm the only constant in the equation. I'm the only one that has been in these relationships, you know?
Yes.
So it must be me. And then that's a whole lot of work, you know? But
yes.
for me, just realizing it or becoming aware of it has somehow helped, because every time that feeling comes up of disappointment, of hurt that is similar or from a similar place,
Sia, I don't know if we have lost Sia on the line, but I guess when she kicks back in. Yes, not sure what happened there. Looking to see if Sia will be back on in a few. Let's see if she'll be back. But as you see, we're talking about challenging patterns of behavior, relationships, friendships, parenting, and of course we're discussing some pertinent questions. Do you find yourself in relationships with the same or very similar challenges as your previous ones? And why are you parenting your children the way your parents did, despite having pledged that you would never be like him or her? Is it within our control to change these things, or is this just how I am, or just how you are? Would you change it a little or a lot if you thought you could? Yes, so we are talking about patterns of behavior in our relationships, friendships, parenting, in our lives. Yes, we are back, and we are trying to sort out the challenges. I don't know what kind of pattern this is this morning. It's a pattern of technology dropping. So we are just waiting for Sia to come back and to finish up what she was saying about patterns. But, you know, sometimes in patterns, you know, it's easy for us to get stuck in them because, you know, We it feels so comfortable, it feels so natural that we have been doing the same thing. It feels like home, and to do something different is often difficult, challenging, and uncomfortable. And of course, you know, as Sia was saying, to just recognize, first of all, that we have a pattern, and a pattern doesn't have to be a negative one, you know, because we can have patterns of positivity. You can be choosing someone lovely. You can be choosing persons with great quality. That's also a pattern. And so our patterns are not all negative. So it's not to say that all patterns are negative. Let's see if we have Sia back on the line. Coach Sia, you're back with us.
Thank goodness.
Yes, so you were saying about
no
patterns. Yes, technological patterns.
Right. right. Can I remember where I was as quickly trying to dial in?
Yes, but as you were dialing in, I was just saying that, you know, sometimes the patterns they are not all negative patterns. So in looking at patterns in ourselves, we don't have to just focus on the negative, because the patterns, we have positive patterns too, because
yes.
we might be choosing friends who have qualities of kindness, generosity. We may have patterns of choosing partners who, you know, are thoughtful, caring, giving. So it's not all not to say
yes.
that, you know, when you're exploring this, that you need to be afraid, because you're going to find, you know, that you have some patterns of doing some great and lovely stuff and making some wise and lovely choices too.
Definitely, definitely. And most of the patterns, I like to think, are, you know, quite positive, although I don't like using the positive and negative, but, you know, quite fulfilling. It, you know, help to enrich us and, like you said, to draw more successful relationships and create healthier habits, that kind of thing. So definitely they're definitely not all bad for us, or, you know, negative. But I definitely find that even when, you know, I've chosen someone nice and yummy and wonderful, there have been times when I realized that there's something going on here that had been going on before. Not just in, you know, intimate relationships, but within friendships as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, we talk about friendships and intimate relationships. There's also the pattern of parenting. And I think many of us tend to parent in ways that our parents parented us and their parents did prior to them. So I think we habitually pass on a lot of what we were taught to our children, you know, without sometimes even being aware of why, because like you say, you know, we do what we do. And it's hard for us to see, you know. I remember when my daughter was about 4, I realized that I felt like I was being just like my mother was with me. You know, and I had a wonderful mother and a wonderful father. Well, I still have a wonderful mother and father, you know, growing up as closer to daddy than I was to mommy. So, you know, we had our little challenges. But as I grew up, as I became an adult, I realized that, you know, she did the best she could with the resources that she had. I mean, when I say resources, I don't mean materially. I mean, you know, in terms of emotional upbringing, emotional intelligence, all of that. Usually we do the best with what we have, you know.
Yes.
And so I found that, I tell my friends all the time that unless a limb was, you know, hanging, dangling by a thread, it would be, all right, yeah, man, just go take a Panadol and go and lie down. You know? You're not getting too much molly coddling and too much sympathy and, you know, physical affection. It's just like, all right, you know, you'll be all right. Head hurting, all right, never mind. It's soon gone. Just sit down for a little while. So I noticed myself being like that, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to try to be a little bit more tactile and a little bit more affectionate with mine. And I'm not saying that I've done a perfect job, no way, you know, in no way, shape or form. Is I just referring to
yes
having that, you know, that
experience.
moment
yeah.
Yes, and just using that moment to say, actually, you know what, I see that I'm doing exactly the same thing, and it may not have been a bad thing that my mother was that way with me. I probably needed that, but maybe my daughter needed a different way, you know. So, yeah, it's about just identifying, just seeing what some of our patterns are, which ones we enjoy, which ones we think are good for us, which ones we realize may not be serving us so much, and being aware that we'll have the options to do something different because sometimes it's, you know, it's about breaking, it's definitely about breaking a cycle, especially if it's, you know, in the cases when it's not serving you or you realize it's not bringing you that your highest good.
Yes, yes. And you know, when, as you say, you know, not, it's not serving your highest good, I think that is very important too, because, you know, it's not about just saying, okay, let's identify a pattern so you can feel like a bad person or you're
mm-hmm.
doing something wrong or you're making bad choices. No, it's not about self-deprecation or putting yourself down. Really identifying the quote-unquote patterns that are not serving you or the quote-unquote negative patterns are really to help you to live your life in a better way, in a happier way, in a way that is more in line with who you truly are. So if you know that, if you see, okay, I keep choosing friends or I keep attracting friends into my life or letting people in who use me, you know, I have a car and I
mm-hmm.
keep choosing friends who don't have a car, and the only time that they want to talk to me is when they want a ride. They don't want to talk to me about how their day was, how my day was. They don't want to talk about anything like that. The only time that they call me
yeah.
is when they want a ride. So you have to ask yourself, you know, when you see a pattern like that, like, why are all my friends like this? You know, then you have, then it will
mm-hmm.
cause you to ask yourself certain questions, and for everybody that those answers or that answer will be different. Why do I keep doing this? You know, was there something that happened earlier in my childhood? Why I keep doing this? Or is it that just now I don't feel like I'm worthy of friends who are interested in me for who I am? Or, you know, what is it that I am doing?
Yeah.
Or why am I choosing? And as I said, the answer will be different for everybody. So there's nothing set in stone. You just have to be true to yourself, and you don't have to tell anybody. You know, the process, especially if you think, you know, the persons who you're going to tell, maybe the same friends who may be using you, say, no, man, it's not, we're not
mm-hmm.
using you, we're not using you, but just give us a ride while you tell us this story. So
yes.
It's really about, you know, getting to know yourself, getting to understand yourself, and getting to understand the choices you make, and understanding
right.
those choices with empathy for yourself and care for yourself, so that you can, all you need to do is just start making better choices. And it may be challenging at first, but with all, like all things, it's a practice. The more you practice
mm-hmm.
Making choices that are in line with who you are, is the better you are at it, and is the easier it is to spot those people who are users or whatever that pattern is that you have in your life. It becomes easier for you to recognize them and say, oh, I notice this is what I'm doing again. I find that this
yes.
is, it feels comfortable. It feels like home. It feels like something I'm used to. So let me just stop, take a minute or take some time, step back and see if there's a different choice that I can make that will be more in line with who I am and what my goals and ideals are.
Yes, exactly. It's, you know, it's about taking personal responsibility and realizing that nothing is being done to you. These people
mm-hmm.
not doing anything to you. They're not using you. You're allowing them, or I'm allowing them to use me, you know. I'm allowing him to be abusive or deceitful, or, you know.
And it's not that you're taking responsibility for their actions either, because sometimes
no.
they are making bad choices to buy, because not
mm.
saying that if the person is hitting you or licking you down or burning you with a hot iron, it's not to say that you are responsible for their actions, but it's just to say that you can make a new choice to remove
That's
yourself
it.
From that situation.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing about making, it's about making a different choice, choosing
yes.
something different. Even
yes.
if you're not sure if it's going to be better or worse, sometimes it's just about choosing something different. And that can be scary, because we develop habits for a reason, because somehow they make us feel comfortable, they make us feel safe, they fulfill something within us, you know. So breaking any kind of habit is not easy. So, you know, when we decide to reflect and observe and accept when that, you know, we're aware of something that may not be working for us, or choices that we're not feeling too good about, and we decide to change that, you know, expect to be confronted with conflict, internal conflict, you know, and being aware that that conflict is going to arise means you're going to say, all right, well, I know I'm going to resist it, but you know what, let me commit to making a different choice and just try, just keep
yes.
yeah. choosing a little bit differently, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I just really wanted to touch briefly, because I know time is almost up again, on this thing about patterns in terms of parenting, family. I've come to find that quite often we repeat ancestral patterns, you know? Yes. Recently, I had to do an exercise, which it was very scary. I don't really want to describe the exercise, but it called for me to really just be in a confined space with all my fears just on my own. And it was a spiritual exercise. It's something that's been done cross culturally in shamanism. And I really had to confront my fears, because you know, you're not getting out of this. You're just here, is you, yourself, and this darkness. And I remember crying like a baby when, you know, some things came up for me, when some of my fears came up, and I realized that I had some of these fears from as very young, because I felt like a baby again when the fears came up. And I just prayed and I asked for gentleness, I asked, you know, for God and the spirits to be gentle with me. And in that asking, it felt as if when I asked for that gentleness, it helped to heal my line. I don't know how else to put that. For instance, say I asked my mommy, say as a child, I said, "Mommy, can you please, rather than shout at me, can you please just be gentle with me? I will do better. I will try to do better, but can you please be gentle with me this time?" And in asking mommy that, it would have stopped her in her tracks and made her aware, and either choose to be more gentle or not, but it made her aware of how, rather than shouting, being gentle, how, you know, that shift within her. So it's almost like if we can ask for that and be that, if we can be a little more gentle with our children, it helps to heal our past. We don't have enough time for me to break it down any deeper right now. So I'm hoping it will make some kind of sense. And if not, you know, feel free to ask in the Facebook group. But yeah, it's something about parenting, something about changing the way that we do things. And again, it's not just parenting. It's because I also find that we have patterns that we repeat, not just in terms of parenting, but we repeat patterns that our grandparents may have repeated. It may have been that
patterns.
Your grandma, that's it. Your grandma may have had your mother or father at 20, and then your mother or father had you at 20, and then you have your first child at 20, that kind of thing.
Those things quite often, or you're a teacher, and no matter how you fight it, and you say, "I will never become a teacher. I saw my father and my mother coming home with books and papers. I will never be a teacher," and you're a teacher. And you see those things happening all the time, these generational patterns.
Yes. And a lot of them, you know, they're wonderful. They're wonderful experiences. So it's like you said, it's not about, it's not the negativity, but all of them have lessons within them, you know.
Yes.
Those that feel good have lessons sometimes. Like, for instance, my grandmother was a foster carer. I'm also a foster carer. Sometimes I'm like, how on earth, when did I get here? You know, and she always had lots of children around her. And sometimes I feel like this is like grandma's house. But somebody told me this, you know. So it's just about sometimes we're meant to fulfill some of what hadn't been done before us as well. So, yes.
Well,
I'm up.
we Yes. Just a few seconds remaining. So we want to thank everybody for joining in and sharing with us about patterns. And I guess we can continue the discussion in our Facebook group, Growing Consciousness. Definitely log in and continue the discussion with us and everyone in the group.
Yes. Thanks again for joining us. And we look forward to first Wednesday of the month, same time, right here on Growing Consciousness.
Thanks for joining Coach Saya and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.